make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but first up, we're going to be talking about migraines and what a migraine doctor has discovered about herbs. And we're also going to be talking about strokes, you know, how we can hopefully prevent them and some other things. We'll see how the hour rolls. We have a quack report and but a big heads up, you know, in a week from today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly And she sent me over some information we're going to discuss when she comes on the show next week, but I'm going to mention it in the Quack Report. Also on the 24th, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group is going to be back. He is our natural vision guy, so he's always sharing natural solutions to vision problems with us. So he'll be back on the 24th, so I hope you can make that show. And for those of you that really want to tap into John's workshop on visual improvement, he's going to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Saturday, July the 26th. That's a Saturday. And he's conducting his workshop at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. Now, if you'd like more information on his workshop, you can go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker.com. Or you can simply give him a call, 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. And you have to sign up for the workshop. You just can't pop in and say, hey, Wendy said to come on down. Well, yeah, but you got to sign up and make sure that John knows you're coming. And you'll get one of those lovely self-help vision care kits, which I have and I use all the time. I'm 50% improved on my nearsightedness, so I'm all excited. So it's a work in progress. That's what it is. So there are natural solutions to everyday problems, folks, and that's why we're here. All right. Well, before we do the Quack Report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting up American prayer and hope you will too. And I want to share this with you. Did you know, as you walk up the steps to the building which houses the U.S. Supreme Court, you can see near the top of the building a row of words of law. They were givers, and on each one is facing the other one. And in the middle, guess who's in the middle? So there's like these statues, and these were famous lawgivers. And in the middle is Moses holding the Ten Commandments, and they're looking at Moses. And did you know, as you enter the Supreme Court courtroom, the two huge oak doors have the Ten Commandments engraved on each lower portion of each door. And did you know, as you sit inside this courtroom, you can see on the wall right above where the Supreme Court judges will sit, there's displayed, guess what? The Ten Commandments. And did you know, there are Bible verses etched in stone all over the federal buildings and the monuments in Washington, D.C. And did you know James Madison, who's the fourth president, known as the father of our Constitution, he made the following statement. We have staked the whole of our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. And did you know every session of Congress begins with a prayer by a paid preacher whose salary has been paid by the taxpayers since 1777? And did you know 52 of the 55 founders of the Constitution were members of the established Orthodox churches in the colonies? Thomas Jefferson, he worried that the courts would overstep their authority and instead of interpreting the law would begin making law, you know, and rule over a few would rule over many. So how then, I ask, have we gotten to the point that everything we have done for 220 years in this country is now suddenly wrong and unconstitutional? You know? As they say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know, feel free to pass that on. I do say. So let's pray, folks. Pray that God will, you know, help America. And, of course, you know, you can always take the Bible story of, you know, the prophet who was sent to Nineveh to preach, you know, that they were going to be destroyed by God unless they ceased and desist from all their wicked ways. And, of course, you know, Jonah, you know, he didn't want to go. And though in the end he did, and he said, you know, to Nineveh, you know, repent or you'll be destroyed. You know, in 40 days, I think it was 40 days, they repented. You know, what is it, 500,000 people is the biggest revival ever. And God decided not to destroy Nineveh. So if America's under judgment, folks, and if we all seek his face and ask for his help, there's a possibility we could be revitalized as a nation under God. So let's pray for that. And mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. What do we got in the quack report? Ah, hey, here's this thing Dr. Carly sent over to me. We're going to talk about this next week, but I thought I'd kind of prime the pump a little bit. FDA, get this, folks, FDA approves the first GMO flu vaccine. It's going to be on the market this year, they think. Oh, yeah. In early 2013, the FDA approved the first genetically modified vaccine known as Flublok, and it contains recombinant DNA technology and an insect virus from the baculovirus that apparently is supposed to help facilitate a more rapid production of the vaccine. So, you know, fast track your vaccine machine. So it could hit the market as early as this flu season coming up, you know, in the fall. We'll see. Now it was the GM vaccine's been developed by Protein Science Corp, and they use genetically engineered portions of viruses grown on insect cells. So the vaccine also contains proteins from different flu strains, three of them, and is produced by extracting cells from an army worm, a type of caterpillar, and it's genetically altered. They alter the little caterpillar there. So he can produce large amounts of hemagglutinin, a virus protein that enables the virus itself to enter the body really quick. Uh-huh. So. You know, this kind of stuff is publicly funded by you and me, taxpayer. Why are we paying for this? Seriously. Research is not used to educate the ones giving or administering the vaccine. All this funding is going to big pharmaceutical companies and biotech corps so they can make trillions on this medicine. Why are we footing the bill on that? So we're going to talk with Dr. Carly when she's here a week from tonight, and I know it'll be very interesting, so I hope you can join us. And last but not least in the Quack Report, there's some dangerous toxins for your brain. This is all mentioned on naturalnews.com, but you can check it out. They go through four of the big ones. Fluoride, neurotoxin, by the way. The Fluoride Action Network reported on a study. They found fluoride's linked to lowering IQ. Of course it is. And also they found other studies that fluoride impairs learning ability, memory, can also contain some brain damage to fetuses, and alters neurobehavioral function. So one study that was sponsored by UNICEF found that IQ was reduced with just 0.88 milligrams per liter of fluoride. And that's in, like, just about every U.S. city drinking water system. Hello. Heavy metals is the number two one. Heavy metals, especially very bad toxins for the brain, but commonplace, actually. You can find heavy metals in your vaccines, dental procedures, agricultural chemicals, industrial pollution, even your fish and chicken. So there are... Also, traumatic brain damage due to a lot of these heavy metals like mercury, especially for newborn babies, so you want to be careful, do your homework on that. Dr. Robert Nash, MD, he suggests that toxic effects of mercury can cause broad-spectrum brain-related diseases, including autism, Alzheimer's, lateral sclerosis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and neurodevelopment diseases. And, of course, I think Dr. Carly's touched on this, too. And, number three is artificial sweeteners can hurt your brain. Everybody wants the no-calorie sweet and comfort foods, but apparently when you're diving into your soda, your yogurt, your chewing gum, your cookies, all with this artificial sweetener stuff, you have to wonder what these chemicals are doing. Well, aspartame is an amino acid with effects that excite the brain cells, and it is aspartic acid, menthol, and pennethylamine. And the scientists actually place it in higher end ranges. So that's really toxic. So the aspartame breaks down and produces compounds that are, scientists think they cause a lot of brain tumors. So 90 different symptoms are documented as the use of aspartame. Of course, the CDC and the FDA know about this. They include anxiety attacks, slurred speech, depression, and migraines. And by the way, heads up, the FDA recently approved a new name for aspartame called AminoSweet. So be aware of the alias. And last but not least, for the four major toxins that would just totally obliterate your noodle, MSG, monosodium glutamate, and it's considered a concentrated salt additive to enhance flavor. But Dr. Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, and he's an authority on exotoxins, says MSG has a lot of silent damage to your brain, and it has a destruction mode. It can destroy portions of the brain, causing Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson, and brain ailments. So your artificial sweeteners and your MSG, that could explain a lot of Alzheimer's out there and other things, couldn't it? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, yeah, if you're looking for some brain herbs, go over to the powerherbs.com website and check out Brain Concentrate. We're going to talk about strokes in a little bit, so we may get to that. But first up, I want to talk about this migraine doctor who discovered some herbs. And, you know, June, hello, the month we're in, is basically, I didn't know this, but it is the Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. So there's like 45 million Americans, and that is like one in six people that have chronic headaches. And of that 45 million, 37 million have migraines. So there are different kinds of headaches, and they can produce different symptoms. And I've talked about headaches before, and, you know, I've talked about natural therapies, which are beneficial to headache sufferers, and also, you know, warns you about some trigger foods to avoid so that the headache doesn't ruin your day. And we're going to go over a little bit of that too. But some people, you know, they would rather take their medical doctor's advice on what medications to use, you know, over-the-counter or prescribed when it comes to treating their headaches. However, there are millions of folks who want to avoid the drugs for treating their headaches. So recently, a medical physician in the field of head pain has come forward to say, you know, natural therapies are better than drugs for headaches. So we're going to take a look at what natural therapies medical doctors are considering in the treatment of headaches and why. Well, let's look at this study, because one expert in headache pain is Dr. Roger Caddy, and he's the director of the Headache Care Center in Springfield, Missouri. So what medical doctors are now admitting to is that the over-the-counter and the prescription meds can only lessen pain, headache pain temporarily, but can also make headache pain worse if used long-term, because it creates a rebound effect. You wind up with headaches and migraines worse than when you started. So there's these types of drugs that may be helpful for like a quick fix for the short-term basis, but further investigation has to be done to determine the cause of your pain. Now, according to research, the pharmaceutical drugs are ineffective on one-third of headache patients. So what Dr. Caddy learned is that frustrated and hurting patients are turning to natural medicines and therapies for their relief. So what they found is that repeated use of natural therapies continued to lessen the severity of the headache pain. And in some cases, when the patients modified their lifestyles to remove a lot of the headache triggers, they also used the natural medicines that over time they became headache free. So a number of small studies have proved that nutritional supplements can wipe out headache pain for good. Well, let's look at some of the herbs. We often hear of herbs that can help with headaches, herbs for headaches, like, you know, feverfew and ginger root. So I'm a big believer in combining certain herbs for a synergistic effect, you know, more power. So what Dr. Caddy discovered is if you use Feverflu with ginger root, you can reduce migraine headaches by 63%. And the ginger root helps with the that headache patients often experience. So what medical doctors are discovering is that in the case of headache pain, there are herbs which reduce pain and inflammation all without side effects or rebound effect. So why are the herbs better? Well, herbs contain some natural nutrients like magnesium that can calm your nerves and calm down those nerve endings creating the pain, and they're very, very beneficial for migraine sufferers. Now, using a natural magnesium source will always have the other required uptake nutrients for the nutrition to be absorbed and used properly, so always go with the natural nutrient. Now, natural nutrients that contain vitamin B2 are also extremely helpful at clearing away headaches. However, there is a problem with this new headache research, and that is, you know, herbs don't make medical doctors and clinics rich. That's a problem. So at the same time, patients, you know, they're reluctant to try new pharmaceutical drugs due to the cost and side effects. So what is a doctor to do? Well, let's look at the flavor chemists, shall we? So what are the white coats going to do about this? Well, they're attempting, by the way, to design new drugs, but promote them as natural herbal or vitamin supplements. Oh, yeah. Doctors are partnering up with companies to make and promote natural products under patent. Yeah, everybody knows you can't patent what's been created by God. So how are doctors able to say patent pending on these so-called natural products? Well, one way is, you know, if you want to get a patent, one way is, you know, prove you've altered the natural source significantly and created something original. So Dr. Caddy and his team are promoting a liquid called Lipgitzik M, and it is a homeopathic liquid. And it's made from the essence of feverfew and ginger root in about a ratio of 3-2. So homeopathic products are distilled versions of the natural ingredients. They're heated, and a lot of the medicinal power is severely reduced when you do that. So this product really isn't just the essence of the herbs. They also contain some additives like colloidal silicon dioxide, natural peppermint flavor, and NF grade olive oil, and NF stands for National Formulary. So for those unfamiliar with silicon dioxide, it is a sand product or it's quartz. And the pharmaceutical industry uses silicon dioxide, also known as colloidal silicon dioxide, in tablet drugs, and it's an anti-caking agent, and the FDA says it's safe. So you're going to find such ingredients in acetaminophen products and prednisone. So what about the natural peppermint flavor? What's up with that? Well, isn't an organic ingredient? That's my question. Anytime you see natural flavor listed, you know, I get suspicious. Why not just list peppermint if it's all organic herbal ingredient in your product? So whenever you see, quote, natural flavor, it should set up a red flag to alert you it is a chemical ingredient. So the food industry can conceal chemical additives by using keywords called natural flavor. So the science of the chemical industry is that they can actually combine chemical A with chemical B, and voila, I've created peppermint flavoring. Now, some of the largest industries produce products with flavor enhancers made from synthetic chemicals, animal and human tissue. So these are chemical ingredients which are extracted and prepared with heat. And needless to say, the flavor chemists have attempted to take nearly every natural flavor found in organic foods and dissect and vaporize them to break them down chemically in order to produce cheap copies from inorganic compounds. I want to read you this quote by Johann Wolfgang. He's a German poet. He says, "One must ask children and birds how strawberries taste." End of quote. Yeah, we're getting into that artificial area, and nothing is natural anymore. I'm with you, Wolfgang. You know, kids are going to know. Actually, they use children all the time. all the time for taste testers. You know, they'll bring kids in and they'll ask them to, you know, taste certain things, candies and whatever, extracts, and tell them, does it taste like a strawberry to you or a watermelon? And so kids are pretty much one of the big test groups to go through. Now, I want you to be aware, the consumer needs to be very careful when investigating natural or organic products. The words natural and organic, as you know, are the most abused words on the market. So do your homework on your prescription drugs, your over-the-counter products, and even your supplements before you buy them. Now, if I had time and extra money, I would conduct my own study. I would. If I had time, I'd conduct my own study and compare Dr. Caddy's homeopathic Lipgisic M liquid with real full-strength organic ginger root and feverfew tincture. Mm-hmm. I would expect the potency of the tincture would be kind of off the charts compared to the homeopathic formula, which I expect to be extremely weak. So Dr. Caddy has created this homeopathic, and I think he's probably prepared it in the accordance with the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, which, you know, kind of recommends some very weak formulations. So that's what I'm thinking happened. But let me talk about the most common headache quickly. Experts say the most common headache is your tension headache, which will produce this dull aching pressure, often appearing after, you know, a stressful work or school day or after emotional stress. Now, some describe the tension headache as having their head in a vise with pain on both sides of their head. Muscle tension of the upper back, shoulder area, and neck, and even scalp can produce a lot of pain. So muscle spasms may be present, and severe tension headaches can make the person nauseous and have no appetite. Then there's the cluster headache. These are characteristics of cluster headaches that are deep, stabbing a headache pain near your temple or eye area. Cluster headaches sometimes give the individual a stuffy or runny nose, tearing red eyes with a droopy eyelid. These headaches last about 30 to 60 minutes, often disrupt a person's sleep, or can occur several times a day in a cluster. Now, sometimes cluster headaches can last for days or even months and then go away again for weeks or months or even years. And more men than women experience this type of headache. And then there's the migraine headache. And most experts agree that this is the gorilla of all headaches, the migraine. Migraines usually occur repeatedly, and 60% of the time the pain is on one side of the brain. Approximately 80% of the migraines bring on nausea, and 30% of the people experience vomiting and sensitivity to light and sound. Now, the pain is characterized as throbbing or piercing pain, and 10% of the individuals experience a visual disturbance 30 minutes prior to the onset of the pain. More women, about 25%, than men, 8%, experience migraines, especially between the ages of 15 to 44, and can have several migraines per month. Half of the individuals will get a migraine before they are 20 years of age, and one-third begin having migraines as teenagers. Now, approximately 1.5% will start having migraines before the age of 5. So children who get migraines can have pain on both sides of their head, typically lasting about 24 hours. Hormonal changes in estrogen and prednisone or progesterone, can trigger migraine headaches and although medicine doesn't know why that happens. So this kind of explains why women may experience more migraines because of menstruational, pregnancy, and menopause issues. There you go. Well, I know I'm coming up to a break, but we want to talk about some of these trigger foods for your migraines. And we also are going to be talking about foods you would definitely want to avoid. And what's up with that ice cream headache? You ever experience one of those? Huh? And how does that work? And we're going to talk about some antidote foods and some other things on how to get over this and stay over this forever. And we'll be right back. Put the lime in the cooking, now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking, now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking, now she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do you believe this belly? Get this straight.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
So-called problems.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about migraine headaches or headaches in general. And now we're at the part where we're looking at some of these triggers that can set off a headache. Now, some triggers may be beyond our control, you know, weather, you know, bright lights, strong odors, our menstrual cycles for us ladies, you know, they could set off a headache. But then there are our diet choices, the foods we eat, which can have a significant impact on headaches. So there's a lot of headache-provoking factor in the food choices. Now, Dr. David Buchholz of the Neurological Consultation Clinic, I'll get it out. He's at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. He says that you can avoid certain food combinations that can overwhelm your brain's regulatory mechanisms. So they think, for instance, when you have red wine by itself may not trigger a headache, but if you pair it with some blue cheese or some stress from your day, you could develop a migraine. One piece of chocolate may not set off a headache, but if you eat a whole candy bar or a box of chocolate, that may be just the enough to set it off. So be aware of your headache. It may not, you know, kick in right away. They said it could show up a day or two later. So it's really good to keep a food journal, and that way it helps you pin down some of these offending foods. Now, here are some definite foods that experts are saying to avoid. A lot of foods contain triamines or amino enzymes and nitrate, which can trigger a neural or a blood vessel change, creating headaches. So chocolate, Coca-Cola drinks, aged cheese, cottage cheese, beer, these all contain these triamines. Other foods are avocados, overripe fruit, or dried overripe fruit, you know, trail mix, for instance, okay? Eggplant, figs, grapes, oranges, pineapple, plums, prunes, and raisins. Also, your processed foods will contain high triamines and nitrite levels, so be aware of that. Now, if you visit folks in Australia, they have this thing called Vegemite. It's sauerkraut and with a shrimp paste. This can produce a headache for some folks. Also, meats, processed and pickled, cured meats, game birds, wild animals all contain very high levels of triamines. You want to stay away from the fermented soy products like soy sauce, tofu, miso, and teriyaki sauce. They can set off a headache. And if you overdo eating a lot of nuts like peanuts, coconut, Brazil nuts, these can trigger a hypertension type of headache. Also, yeast and sourdough are also known to trigger, are also known as big trigger foods. Now, some vegetables can be a problem as well, so watch the lima beans, broad beans, navy beans, pea pods, onions, fava beans, and also we want to mention the aspartame, particularly a problem if you're a headache sufferer, can bring on headache. Also, Dr. Joel Saper of the Michigan State University Neurological Institute says that milk is a major food trigger for migraines. However, Dr. Buchholz believes that the biggest trigger is really your caffeine. So you want to be aware of these foods. They do have a reputation as headache triggers. Also, they have on the list cinnamon can cause a headache. So be aware of any cinnamon additives and keep that food journal handy so you can figure out what your brain doesn't like. Now let's talk about that ice cream headache. I often wondered, you know, why do you get one of those headaches if you're sucking on that shake too quickly or eating that ice cream too fast? So if you drink or eat something really cold, it creates this temporary sharp pain in your forehead, known as an ice cream headache. It usually doesn't last long. And why does it do that, though? Well, Dr. Saper says that it's due to the cold contact on the roof of your mouth that stimulates the fifth cranial nerve that runs from your mouth to the surface of your brain. So this nerve is very sensitive. It's the main carrier of headache pain. So according to a British study, drinking or eating something cold can trigger a headache in 46% of headache sufferers. Also, eating cold things slowly can help avoid this trigger. Now, there's some antidote foods you need to be aware of. Since headaches are blood vessel related, also influences, it's also influenced by inflammation. So certain foods can help counteract the pain through a postaglandin type of system. Now, some foods like your fish oil and your ginger root have been very helpful, as you know, we're finding out. So Dr. James Brennan, a food and algae expert, he says that 3/4 of all the headaches are food related. So people who restrict their use of trigger foods cut their headaches by about 85%. So Denmark, they did research and they discovered a centuries-old antidote for headaches, for nausea and nervous disorders. Dr. Krishna Srivastava at the Odense University tested ginger root and found it worked like aspirin or like migraine drugs. Ginger, they found, affected the prostaglandins, the hormone substance that controls inflammation, histamine, and pain. So ginger actually blocks prostaglandins, which reduce inflammation and pain. And at the first sign of headache or visual disturbance, the test group took the ginger root, about a quarter of a teaspoon, 3 or 4 times a day, and they had a significant benefit. So the study concluded adults and children can safely use ginger root and prevent headaches. So other things that can also set off your headaches, neck and shoulder and back muscle strain, certain pharmaceutical drugs, coughing, sneezing, eye strain, smoke or chemical fumes, medical procedures like a spinal tap or dental problems like grinding your teeth or a root canal, and anything that would change your neurotransmitter brain chemicals could be the culprit for your headache. Now, obviously, you have more power at your disposal at adjusting your lifestyle with regards to avoiding headaches. So headache be gone, and God's going to help you with your foods and your herbs. God's powerful herbs are truly amazing. And that ginger root we just talked about, if you want to get it in a tincture, it'll be more powerful. And it's the perfect example, really, of effectiveness at relieving nausea and improving circulation to the small capillaries of your brain. Now, if you add a little cayenne tincture, it'll add to some additional circulation in the brain. Now, for muscle tension and headaches, I like to use lobelia. Excellent antispasmodic, especially around the eyes. Just relax those eyeballs. And any muscle spasms are history. Now, if there's a little anxiety in there, some stress and anxiety in the nervous system, valerian root's very good at calming that down. Now, if you got an emotional stress issue, then you might want to check the emotional stress formula. That has a bit of vitamin B assistance there for the nerves. And to help with hormones, the female cycle balancer or maturity formula, and of course for the men, the male hormone formulas are very good as your choices. And a little American ginseng thrown in there will help regulate and balance all these chemical changes for you. So, and last but not least, willow bark and meadowsweet is our pain and anti-inflammatory reliever. We like to layer that in. And so when you are serious about using herbs, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they have a toll-free number. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, you could get there going by herbtalklive.com. I'll get you there too. Okay, we're going to shift gears and we're going to talk about strokes, but before we do, a big happy Father's Day in a little bit of an advance to you guys out there. The folks at thepowerherbs.com are having a Father's Day special, and it's on now through the 16th, through Monday the 16th. I think the 16th is the last day. So if you are, you know, wanting to power up this Father's Day and make a clean sweep of toxins, you can order your male cleanse kits. You can, if you need more energy and nutrition, you get your body food mix. You can get this all at a 15% discount. There is on the homepage just above the herbal detective guy, you'll see the big banner. There's a discount coupon you can use by phone on the website or through the mail, and you can get your 15% off and save. There you go. Also, for those of you looking for your discount gold and silver, you definitely want to call Melanie Cederstrom at discount, and her number is toll-free also at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Tell her I sent you, and get all those gold and silver needs taken care of, and she'll help you figure that out. All right. I got a lot of stuff here on stroke. I might have to do part two Thursday. We'll see how far we get. But let's jump in there, because we're in a right now. If you haven't even thought about a stroke, well, let's plan now not to have one. Okay. Now these days we have to plan ahead. We do. And you know, this world, as you heard in the Quack report, we got so many toxins that are hurting our brain or our bodies. You know, we got to cleanse. We're the generation that has to cleanse on a regular basis. So we got to, you know, we plan to get married. We plan to have families. We plan for college, retirement. Let's plan to be healthy, folks. Okay. So if we don't plan against having a stroke, we're going to probably have one. So if you are a numbers person, you know that the older you get, the odds of having a stroke is going to increase. So what we're saying here is that, you know, nothing's for sure in life except death and taxes. So we're just going to plan ahead and hope that it doesn't happen. So what they don't tell you about strokes is that every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a stroke, third leading cause of death. So we have about 150,000 deaths every year in this nation, and it's stroke-related. So we're going to talk about that. Here are some of the stats. About three-fourths of all the strokes happen to people younger than 65. So the risk of having a stroke after the age of 55 actually doubles every 10 years you live. So we have nearly 800,000 strokes happen in the U.S. each year. Of that, 600,000 are first-time stroke victims. So strokes create serious long-term disability, very expensive. So it is estimated 87% of all the strokes are ischemic strokes, which are clots that block blood vessels in the brain or in the head region. About 10% of the strokes stem from hemorrhages from ruptured vessels in the brain called intracerebral hemorrhages. And then we have the subarachnoid hemorrhage, which are blood vessels just outside the brain in the area of the skull surrounding the brain. They rupture, and that accounts for about 3% of the cases. So let's look and see if you're at risk. More women than men have strokes. However, men have more strokes than women at younger ages. So if you smoke, you create more blood clots in your brain region, and your risk of suffering from an ischemic stroke doubles. And if you develop arterial fibrillation, known as AF, you have an abnormal heart rhythm which produces blood clots, and it brings with it a fivefold increased risk of a stroke. About 15% of all strokes are caused by AF. However, the most common risk factor is high blood pressure. So other factors which can increase your likelihood of having a stroke are, you know, various kinds of heart diseases, having diabetes, having cholesterol problems, being overweight, having a sedentary lifestyle, you know, drinking too much alcohol, and maybe some drug use. So beware. So do you live actually in an area of the country that has more strokes than other areas? I found this interesting. There's this area of the U.S. That's called the Stroke Belt. It encompasses the southeastern United States and the Mississippi Valley. There appears to be a higher stroke mortality rate in this area. So states with fewer strokes and stroke deaths are New Mexico, Arizona, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Kansas, and Montana. So the rest of the U.S. is between Stroke Central and the Stroke Belt, actually. So globally, how does the world look regarding strokes? Well, according to the World Health Organization, it reports 15 million worldwide suffer from strokes each year. And of the 5 million that die each year, Europe has about 650,000 stroke deaths. So the remaining stroke survivors suffer from disabilities, according to the resource from the WHO. So there are some warning signs. The most common sign of a stroke is sudden weakness of your face, your arm, your leg on one side of the body. The warning signs will depend on which brain that's being affected and the severity of the brain damage by the stroke. So a stroke can be associated with a sudden headache or could be completely painless. So other signs indicate, you know, a stroke or sudden, you can have sudden dizziness, the inability to speak, or to understand speech. temporary paralysis, maybe a sudden imbalance, or vision problems in one or both eyes. Well, let's look at what the doctors do when this happens. Your American Medical Association trained physician will prescribe various stroke and blood pressure medications like aspirin, heparin, warfarin, anticoagulants, and Plavix. So if you want more information on some natural therapies, you may want to check out some shows on our archive that we did back in March of 2009, where we kind of covered how garlic helps with heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. And then we also covered another show in June on foods versus drugs, which help reduce your likelihood of stroke. So those are in the archive area at thepowerherbs.com. Well, you really do have a great self-defense, and it's most likely going to be your diet. So, because over a decade ago, researchers proved that if you eat more vegetables and fruit, that it helped to prevent a stroke. So British research from Cambridge University proved that people who ate fresh vegetables and fruits cut the risk of having a stroke or to die from a stroke. A study from Norway stated that men who ate mostly vegetables lowered their stroke risk by 45%, and women, they cut their risk by a third. Now, a Harvard study showed that if we eat carrots 5 times a week, we can cut our risk by about 70% and protect ourselves from stroke. And it was also discovered that spinach protects us due to the beta-carotene. So any fruit or vegetable that offers beta-carotene will also provide antioxidants to the body, and this the body can use to protect you. Dr. Joanne Manson of Brigham Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School believes that the antioxidants deter toxic cholesterol levels and from plaque forming and helping blood clots to occur. So if you add foods that contain some natural vitamin A, like carrots, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, mango, that's going to even offer you more protection. Now, we do have a free list of the vitamin A-rich foods, and we have a master alphabet food list of foods that have certain nutritional elements. So let's say you think you need more A, you can look on the list and see what foods have high values of A. So you can check that out. They're free. And you can obtain your list simply by contacting the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can call them or email them off the website, thepowerherbs.com, and say, hey, I want the food list. And the toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, that is a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada. Now, there are some other tools that I want to go over real quick. Obviously, you know, your lifestyle is going to be your biggest tool that you can wield to protect yourself from stroke and all kinds of problems. Adding some short-term supplements can also speed recovery and help strengthen a system. So you might want to look for heart support herbs, and you might want to look at circulatory support herbs. I like to use hawthorn berries to protect the heart, and then the cardiovascular herbs are going to be hawthorn, cayenne, ginger, motherwort, aloe, red clover, garlic, and you'll have all those herbs in a product called Heart Cholesterol Blood Pressure Formula, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And depending on your cardio condition, it's going to depend on how much you're going to need. So if you think you're needing something like that and you're interested in learning how to use it, there's some wiggle room in the dose there, so you can check out the product at thepowerherbs.com. Now, you can also buy hawthorn berries separate if you need to, and they do have the ginger root there separate as well, but if you need it all in one formula, you can get it in the Heart Cholesterol Blood Pressure Formula, a very popular item. Other nutrients that will help you out, of course, with your antioxidants and so forth, would be the ingredients in the Body Foundation food mix. Now, this is a powder. It's excellent if you want to use it to help manage your weight, too, because it just feeds the body with so much super nutrition that you can eat lighter and not feel hungry. So that's called Body Foundation food mix. products, and that's at thepowerherbs.com. And if you're trying to quit smoking, you know, because that's a real risk for stroke, then there's a product called Smoker's Helper that's all organic, and it's a liquid, and it just helps you with your cravings to smoke. So you can, you know, just adds to your willpower there. So you've got some organic liquids and powders, which are, you know, more efficient when you deliver that nutrition to the system. There's really nothing that the body has to break down and digest. And so everything is into the system in 60 seconds, so there's really nothing wasted. Very efficient, very affordable for you to use and tap into to strengthen your system. And, you know, and avoid all kinds of medical procedures and pharmaceutical products. So I hope I've encouraged you. Now, if you go to the powerherbs.com website, they do have a cardiovascular section category. You can click on that and find a majority of the items there. They do have a heart attack pack, which is kind of an emergency one-pound pack with your herbal liquids that go into the system in 60 seconds. And so you can stave off a lot of problems if you're showing early signs, especially if you're, you know, in a remote area. And you can't just, you know, jump in your car and drive two blocks to the emergency room. So when seconds count, you're going to need a backup. So I highly recommend that if you are at a cardio risk to have that on hand. And so this time of year, a lot of people go out hiking and camping and traveling. And so they have something with them until they can be seen by medical doctor. So you can check out the heart attack pack. Very, very neat. Five formulas in there to help you out. They do have the heart and body cholesterol formula. They have the hawthorn berries and some other items. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. If you have any questions, I'm available at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So if you have a question, you can always call, leave a voicemail. If I'm not available right away, I will call you back. Also, email works. I have some interesting emails lately this week. People trying to help their pets out with heart issues. So they're tapping into some of the pet products we also have developed, including hawthorn berries you can use for your pet to strengthen their heart if you're not if you're worried. And there's also the power greens for pets. So that's a nice product to put on pet food to give them the extra nutrition they're missing. And it's all organic, and it's certified organic, and it's grown to tilth standard. So there's no question as to whether that's natural or organic, because it is. And that's the highest standard you can get, is tilth standards in organic. I try to keep educating all my listeners, all my customers. This is what you want. So when you're serious about herbs, you go to Apothecary Herbs, because they've done all the hard stuff. They've done all the sort of research and the searching, and they got all the elements together, all the good ingredients, and it's all to tilth standard, so you can trust that. So go to thepowerherbs.com when you get a chance. Sign up for the newsletter. Get some more helpful information to empower you further every week. Free newsletters. That's right. In your email. If you have email, you'll get them free. That's at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on newsletters tab and sign up for free. And don't forget about the Father's Day special. So all you guys out there, if you were thinking about powering up, you can save 15% now through Monday. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilkes. Be well.